You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I wanted to come to you today with four things that you could try to work on during this pandemic that we're all experiencing. And here we go. I'm going to get right into it. The first one is every single day, try to do something that you're moving with. So either if you're in your own apartment, in your house, or if you can go outside for a walk or do anything like that, I'm telling you that movement is going to be extremely important during this time. I'm sure many of you know that already. But from the standpoint of stretching, walking, doing any kind of exercising that you could be doing in the house, but it doesn't have to be anything overly exertional like you would have maybe done at your gym membership that you would have gone to at your gym, but something every day that you're doing that's keeping your body in motion. And I'm going to get back to how to continue with this all the way through this pandemic. Second would be exfoliating your skin. Believe it or not, just doing something as simple as really washing your face and your body well actually preserves a lot of the collagen that your body produces every day to help your skin regenerate. Because a lot of what your collagen in your system is doing is trying to help get rid of the old, dead, dried skin that's on the exterior surface all over your body. So if you could help your body out by getting rid of it, and it could just be using your cleansers that you have at home, it could be doing some sort of a scrub, it could be doing anything at all like that, that's really getting that top layer to be gone so that the new cells that are right underneath there can come to the surface easier, you're actually preserving some of the collagen that your body needs for other things. So you're like kind of helping yourself out. Number three, eat healthy. Whatever that means to each individual, I think is really important, but you kind of know what's healthy and what's not. I'm not talking about, you know, treating yourself during this entire enclosure to things that are, you know, a sweet or some sort of pretzels and cakes. All of that could be done. But I'm saying to really focus in on taking into your body more fruits and more vegetables, even if you have to do it via powders and things like that. I think it's very, very important right now that you're taking as much antioxidants as you can, either, you know, supplemental via like powders that you may be mixing up with water or vitamins and things like that. But if you can take the actual fruit and vegetables, I think that's a great opportunity now to kind of focus in on it when you do make that run to the food store, even if you're going down the frozen fruit and vegetable aisle. I think it's going to really make a big difference in the long run for your overall health. And number four, I really think it's important that in each one of these three steps that I've just spoken about, movement, exfoliating, and eating healthy, you incorporate one last thing into each one of those three. And that one thing I would like you to incorporate is something that I'm working on now for, I would say, almost 6 months. And that's a mindfulness quality to every one of those things. And what I mean by that doesn't have to get overly complicated. It really goes back to knowing that you're moving. For instance, let's say you're going for a walk. Instead of just daydreaming or instead of just thinking about other things, try to be extremely mindful about how you're placing your foot on the ground, how you're picking up your other foot when you move, how your balance is when you lift one leg and go to the next. Incorporating the mindfulness qualities into each one of the above three things I talked about is a really interesting way of indoctrinating yourself or getting into this whole idea of mindfulness. And it's something I've been working on for a little over 6 months now, but these times really make it seem like this may be the most appropriate time to really think through this whole idea of really understanding what you're doing, how you're doing it, and trying to get yourself aligned with where you want to go with your career, with your family, with even some of the procedures and things that you may be thinking about doing so that you could readjust for a new job potentially. And I think keeping this mindfulness quality in at the heart of everything is going to be very, very helpful. So in other words, if you're going for a walk or you're doing some sort of these movement things that I'm talking to you about, you could actually incorporate this mindfulness quality in going for a walk. Every time you're putting a foot down on the ground, you could feel what the ground feels like. You can feel how you need to have some sort of balance when you're lifting up your other foot in order to place it down right after you've lifted it. You could think about how it feels to actually move quicker or slower, or if you are walking on more of a gravelly surface or grass, and just try to become more mindful about experiences and things that you're doing movement-wise that you may really never have paid attention to. If you're lifting weights or doing push-ups, maybe slow it down to a certain degree so that you could actually feel the muscle contracture that you're trying to make grow and to try to actually work that muscle, but you're actually bringing a mindfulness quality to it. When you're exfoliating or washing your face, what does the soap feel like? Is it grainy? Does it feel abrasive? Or does it have a smell to it like grapefruit or something else that brings something to mind? So instead of just applying the lotion or just rubbing your face like you would be doing to wash your face normally, have a little bit more of a mindfulness quality to that during your time in self-care. When you're going to eat, think through, are you really hungry? Are you eating something right now because you're bored? When you do taste whatever it is you're putting in your mouth, does it have a salty quality to it? If you're eating raspberries or other kinds of fruits, can you taste how pungent they may be? Or do you feel anything special as you're putting it in your mouth, and does it make it feel sour? All I'm saying to you is, while we're all going through this crazy, unprecedented times, it does bring about some qualities that you may have always wanted to work on. And one of these things may have been trying to incorporate some mindfulness into your daily structure. And I think if any time ever has ever called upon the need for something like this, it really is now. And I think moving forward, when we do finally get out of all of this, having developed this mindfulness ability may be something that you look back on and say, oh my God, this was like the greatest thing that I could have actually done for myself, is really try to work on something like this, because it's going to help you for the rest of your life. So everyone stay safe, be healthy, and I'm going to be speaking with you again next week. You've been listening to The Plastic Surgery Revolution, and I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. So long now.
Thank you for listening to The Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.